This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
Hello, soulies. It's been a while. I know. I took a few weeks off. And it's funny because I kind of beat myself up for it. A lot of shame, blame, and guilt. By the way, this is episode number 25. A lot of shame, blame, and guilt about not necessarily being consistent or following through with my plan. And I share this because it kind of leads into what I'm going to talk about today. And what I want to talk about today, well, let me set it up. So this last week, other than it was Thanksgiving break and made myself take some time off. Not that I've been working too hard. I mean, I really don't feel like I work that hard, but just made myself take some mental time off and really be present with my family and do those kinds of things. And I did notice come about Friday of the Thanksgiving holiday, and I started on Wednesday. My family celebrates Thanksgiving on Wednesdays so that everybody can go on Thursdays to their, you know, their spouse's Thanksgivings. And I noticed about Friday, like I was feeling compelled to work, and not from a heart place, but from a head place. Like my head was telling me I needed to think about business. I needed to create some more clients. I needed to learn how to do Facebook ads. I needed this. I needed that. And I needed this. And it was such a mind fuck, you guys. And it was, what was interesting was I was in it, but I was also aware that I was the thinker of these thoughts. I wasn't just the thinker of the thoughts. I was very aware of it. And so it was almost as if I was seeing myself from outside. I was seeing all the crazy talk, and I knew that it was crazy. Like I didn't believe my thoughts, but it was an interesting little wrestle. So here it is, Sunday afternoon. Had plans, set aside some time to play in my office and do what I do on my Sundays. And I was going through my emails. I love how the universe works. I was going through my emails, and I was actually unsubscribing from a bunch of random emails. And I had to scroll all the way down to the bottom of this one email. And I scrolled all the way down to the bottom of the email. And it was Kelly Ray Roberts, who I adore. She's an artist. I'm totally, like, in a certain way, I feel like she's living the life I wished I lived with a cute house and able to make everything so pretty and this art line and all these things. There's a lot of things I really adore about her. And I just know that I haven't read any emails recently from her. Don't mind me shuffling and making noises. I'm actually surrounded by all these paints. I sat down to paint and to listen to some music. So I get distracted by the email. I go, I'm going to unsubscribe from Kelly Ray Roberts. And it takes me all the way down to the bottom of the email. And she's got all her offerings. She had given something away for Black Friday or Thanksgiving or something along those lines. And at the very bottom was podcast. So Kelly Ray Roberts has a podcast. And I'm like, let me go check this out. Because that's one of the things I like to do is I sit in my office on Sundays. I like to listen to podcasts. And the second I open up her website, it's just resonates. It's just beautiful and feminine and bright and cheerful. And again, like it just really calls. And so I go and I open up the most recent podcast. And at first, like, I'm a little irritated by the girliness of it, which I think is hilarious. Just track with me here. So I'm irritated by the girliness of it. And I just let that go off. And I noticed in my irritation, I noticed the stark contrast to the two business podcasts I listened to yesterday while walking at the gym. And so yesterday and last week, I had listened to these podcasts and I had taken a class and I had done all this mental work and even some, you know, time learning work that I swore I wouldn't do during the holiday. And I just began to notice the contrast. And I began to notice the softness of the Kelly Ray Roberts podcast. And as I happen to be sitting down painting and thinking and thinking about hitting the record button and recording this podcast for you guys today, I was actually going to be talking about some of these things that get in my head around business and how do we come back to remembering who we really are? How do we come back to remembering what works for us? How do we come back to the things, the practices, the beliefs? When we get off track, how do we come back to center so that we are not just centered again, but so that we're inspired, so that we're deliciously creative, so that our vibration and our energy is attractive. And as I sat and listened to the podcast, I can't even remember all the things that they were talking about. I don't even remember the topic, but what I felt was just this essence of softness and femininity. In fact, I think they were even part of what they were talking about was something along the lines of, you know, how do we handle it all and how do we not get into overwhelm? And then the fact that a lot of women have to manage how we're treated in society, how we're belittled or spoken down to, those kinds of things. So I just thought it was interesting. Just poured a big, nice, big glass of red wine to have with you. I'm just assuming you're sitting here listening to me on a Sunday in my art studio. Anyway, so I thought it was such a perfect contrast. This place that I have been in for the past few weeks that I'm sharing with you because I want, if you get in these places, to not feel so crazy. And I do that for my own self-serving reasons because I haven't had a business mentor, a life mentor, or a mentor in this who let me know what was normal and not normal, right? I know all the things and the thoughts and the feelings I could be, I strive to be, I want to be, that spirit calls me to be. And sometimes my reality just feels slightly different. And when I'm feeling slightly different, I can either feel crazy and worry about it, or I can go, oh, this is just part of the ebb and flow always comes back, and I can be soothing and nurturing. So that's why I share some of this behind the scenes stuff. So I noticed part of the reason I took a break, it wasn't necessarily an intentional break, but I also, like, there's this forcing myself to be creative when I don't feel very creative. And for the past 3 weeks, I haven't felt very creative. And of course, that's, instead of just resting in the ebb, I get frustrated with myself. And you all know, right? When we get frustrated with ourselves for not being what we think we should be, then we only create more frustration. And I have a tendency to overthink, to overcoach myself, to forget to just slow down and breathe, to actually forget to just honestly chill the fuck out, play, go have fun. And so it was such a beautiful contrast. Yesterday was the first day. So yesterday's Saturday. Yesterday, I actually started working on finishing up a large acrylic painting that is in my studio and that one of my neighbors walked by and saw and they wanted to buy for a family member for Christmas. And so I had somebody purchasing this. I had this deadline coming up and yesterday we had a lot of juicy time and the weather was beautiful. So I went out into the studio and was working on this painting for I probably could have just finished it, but it wasn't finished to me, right? So I'm following my process and I'm listening to the painting and I just got really into creating the color and playing with the texture and I got paint all under my brand new manicure and I just had the most delicious time, me and the canvas, me and my creativity, not worrying about it, just playing. And I felt some of this softness come back. So yesterday I went to go see a movie with my husband and this morning I woke up and I just felt different. I felt different than I have for the past 3 weeks. And it's one of those things, I don't think I could have forced it to happen. I think I just needed to allow this little natural ebb that I usually have at the beginning of November. And I think it's interesting, Facebook Memories has shared with me that a lot of times at the beginning of November, that's the beginning of my energetic winter. And I have a little melancholy hibernation that I go into. And so I've been in that place, but I'm coming out, y'all. And so what I want to talk to you today about, especially, I don't want to assume that I know what it's like for a man to be in business. I do have a few clients and a few listeners who are men, and I'm always curious if any of this stuff, when I'm speaking from the woman's approach, you know, what resonates with you? What totally doesn't resonate with you? Anyways, I want to talk about a couple of, they're not quite distinctions, but I notice that when I get in my masculine in business, and I used to really thrive in my, let's say lowercase really thrive, right? In the world's way, I was able to really thrive in business. And so this was what's fascinating about these podcasts I was listening to, the other podcast I was listening to, who I very often get great information from, was talking about people and their worth ethic, like just do the work. And I listened to this yesterday and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get out there and bust out this podcast and I'm going to do the work. And it's so funny because it's so easy for me to put on that false mask. It is so easy for me to think that I can fit into that glass slipper, right? Yesterday on Facebook, I shared an email, a thing about marketing. And the marketing that had come across, I had wanted to take this class. There's a topic I want to learn about. There's something I'm interested in growing in my business, and it's a little bit of a stretch for me. And I have some mindset doubts, and I have, you know, some challenges around asking for help and these kinds of things. And so it was something I had set out to learn. And I willingly put myself in a book funnel of a marketer that I know has helped many people do this. And it was funny because this weekend I got this, you know, I started down this funnel, I click the button, it gives me the free class, and then I stop in the middle of the class because I'm going to have Thanksgiving with my family, you guys. Like, I didn't want to spend this weekend on the computer learning and doing those kinds of things. And so I put it on pause and I'm like, I'll pay attention to it on Sunday when I'm doing my in-office time. And a few hours later, got this email that was like, if you were really serious, you would have finished watching the video. If you were really, you know, if you're really serious, it's your business. And not everybody is serious. And it was so funny because it just triggered my annoyance at some of these marketing tactics that I know work, but that just don't resonate with me. And it was frustrating because this is something I actually want. I want to look at. I want to spend time in. And I don't want to be rushed into a deadline. And it got me thinking, and I wrote this really eloquent post on Facebook about these kinds of marketing tactics. And then I began to question, why do I get so frustrated? Like, why do I let the drama of that get under my skin? Of course, from there I go, that irritation is actually desire. And so this is where I come back today. It's like, as I sat down at my desk, I wrote, what do I want? I keep thinking about what I should do, what I see, what I think I should do in my business, what the marketers tell me I should do, what my intuition tells me I should do, what I could do, you know, and I'm speaking this way on purpose, right? Because if you're anything like me, which I think you are, our brains just go into this rumble tumble down the slippery slope of shame, blame, guilt, shoulda, woulda, coulda, and if you're not careful, I know if I'm not careful, I end up accidentally believing it. I forget who I really am. And as I began to remember who I really am, why I do this work, it all started coming back. And when I thought about, what do I want? Last night I was laying in my bed. My husband was looking at me like, are you watching the show? And I wasn't. I wasn't watching whatever we were watching. I was thinking about, what is it I love about my work? And what I love is actually doing coaching sessions. I have a feeling sometimes my clients are like, geez, Allison, quit gushing. Because after the end of one of our group coaching sessions, I just feel so alive and energized. And there are so many elements in business that don't cause me to come alive and be energized. And I realized through this series of non-sequential events. It's the way my brain works. It's like all these little puzzle pieces from all different directions of the matrix coming in. But ultimately, if I were to put a definition on it for you today and a title to this podcast, it's something around this interplay between masculine and feminine in business. And I have learned and forgot. I have learned that allowing the feminine parts of myself to live, work, and be actually are the things that cause my business to thrive, that things that cause my joy to thrive. And here it is. It's like, I know this is so common. We think, oh, when I have X number of clients, then I'll feel happy. Then I'll feel relief. My friend Adam texted me yesterday out of the blue, or a couple days ago out of the blue. And he said something, he goes, are you fiercely independent? And are you ever lonely? You seem really independent. It was a really sweet question. And we were texting back and forth yesterday, and I was checking in with myself about this fierce independence that I absolutely have. I am fiercely independent. I know exactly where that comes from. It comes from childhood trauma, childhood stuff, where we did what we had to do to be okay. And in a lot of ways, that has so served me. I love my independence. I love being independent. It's actually, if anything, a little harder for me to connect. And I told him, I said, I notice that when I feel financially secure, I'm much more willing and able and emotionally open to connect. And if I have the slightest bit of money worry, then I tend to withdraw and isolate and become very independent, because all of my energy is focused on solving the problem. And so where my mind was thinking about, how do I fix the problem of, you know, inviting more people into Soulful Success? What do I want to do? Do I want to do this thing with Facebook ads? You know, I'm in this masculine of logistics, of focus, of structure, of stability, of questioning my strength and my confidence. I'm into the mechanics of my business. And that's actually where I've been the last 3 weeks. And today, listening to Kelly Ray Roberts and whoever she does the podcast with, Nicole maybe, in contrast to the one I listened to yesterday, both great information, but it was so clear. It was like, oh, I have two tanks in my business. I have the masculine energy tank. I cannot run a business without some of the masculine energies. And I have the feminine energy tank. And my feminine energy tank in both my life and my business is pretty empty. So these are some of the elements of traditional, this is not comprehensive, but these are some of the traditional elements, aspects of divine feminine. I'm going to go through this list and just notice, right? Take a moment and just listen. Do any of these ping in your body? Are you thirsty for any of these? That's the phrase I want to put, because I realized I was energetically dehydrated for some of these. Pleasure, surrender, being receptive, being adaptive, trusting your intuition, using your creativity and wild and messy creativity, being embodied, being in your body, movement, dance, beauty, sensuality, affectionate, nurturing, flow, sharing, connecting, gentleness, vulnerability, empathy, and openness. And it's so clear to me now as I look at that list. It's so easy for me to diagnose, right? To see where my soul medicine is empty. What is the soul medicine that I need? And it's like, oh, no wonder. All these feminine aspects are the lube that makes all the mechanics of the masculine actually function well. right? And so here I've been in my freedom. I've been in my direction. My logic is in overdrive. My focus is in overdrive. My integrity is it's not quite in panic, but I just noticed I was demanding integrity with these emails yesterday. I'm contemplating the structure. I'm contemplating my own stability. I'm not contemplating, but my independence is off the charts in an unhealthy way. My confidence actually begins to suffer when I get there. I begin to question my strength when I'm too much in the masculine, in the mechanical, in the systems, in the directional. And it doesn't mean that I walk away from those. I want to be clear on that. The masculine is not bad. It's important. It's how we get things done. But the combination of the masculine and the feminine is what gives life. And so if I am wondering why I feel or am sensing a little bit of anxiousness around my business, it's not because I'm not doing all the work. It's not because I'm not working hard enough or thinking or implementing all these things. And if I do want to implement new things and new structures and new directions, by God, I better juice up the feminine engine of pleasure, surrender, play, flow, beauty, relaxation, affection, empathy, openness, just get some juice. So I'm curious, what works for you? And this could be applied to other areas of your life too, but I'm speaking about business right now. I'm so curious. If you kind of do an intuitive, energetic scan, are you too much in the masculine and need to make way for the feminine? Or have you been lounging in the feminine and need to bring in a little bit of the masculine? I had a friend that I've met recently here in Austin, and I'm recording a podcast. Don't mind the interruption. Hi, Bill. I'm not going to edit that out. She said something about how we and women need pleasure in our business. And I don't just mean joy and fun. Like, we need the juicy surrender of pleasure. I have another colleague, actually a woman I've had a couple coaching sessions with, and I saw that she did a series on orgasm as a way to creating money. I thought that was brilliant. Because often for women, the only thing that causes that amount of surrender is an orgasm. And whether we're receiving it from a lover or giving it to ourselves, it's one of the only times we fully let go. So I know that as I move into the week ahead, it's not that I need to think of the how-tos and the structure so much. It's that I need to let the juice back in. The pleasure, the surrender, the creativity. Something about standing at that canvas yesterday and putting my hands in the paint cracked open a stiffness in me. And then here today, 24 hours, I'm able to see, oh, the contrast. No wonder this direct masculine way of marketing was irritating me so much. No wonder I was frustrated at the work ethic podcast. I think it was a great podcast, but for some reason it just was like, well, I'm working hard enough. That's not what it's about. There's so much, I call it the energetics. So take a check real quick now. Trust your intuition. Trust the way your inner whisper or your divine self, your higher self speaks to you. And check your energetics. Is there an essence that's running low for you? Is there an essence that's overexerted? And what can you do to bring yourself back into balance? And for my beautiful overachieving women business friends and listeners, my darling, how can you bring the divine feminine into your business? How can you bring the joy back, the fun back, the creativity back? How can you loosen the fuck up? And with that, I raise my glass of red wine to you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And oh, by the way, I would love for you to come and spend some time with us in December or January. And for the rest of the year in the Soulful Success School for Life and Business. We're going to be ramping up with both the masculine and feminine energies to have a delicious, soulfully successful 2018 in our business. So I'd like to invite you to come dive in. Come be my client. Let me coach you and help you and support you. Let me introduce you to the other men and women that are in this program that are wanting to find their way in an ordinary world, but find a way to be extraordinary. You can do that at www.soulfulsuccess.info. And the way I spell soulful is S-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, success.info. Soulfulsuccess.info will give you everything you need to know about the program. If you have any other questions, feel free to email me. You can email me through my website at alisoncrow.com. Thank you so much for listening.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.